Hoki mai ono rā e te iwi ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika, ko ia tēnā te waiata mana tuauki mai ia Uruwhetu. Ko māua tonu tēnei, ko Jao māua ko Daphne e kawea nei i te hōtaka o taumatahanga. Hoi ano rā e te iwi i tēnei wā tonu, kei runga a Jao Hohaia i te waia kōrero, kua hono mai ki te kōrero mo te kaupapa Christmas in a Shoebox. Me tahuri tātou ki te hakatau iaia, ngā mihi Jao, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
So our kaupapa kōrero for today is Christmas in a Shoebox. Can you give our listeners a little bit of kōrero about this kaupapa and how it originated?
Okay. So last Christmas I was just scrolling through Facebook and I saw a post on happenings in Kaitaia from a young mum in Whangarei. She had three children under three and had done Christmas in a Shoebox the previous year, so 2016 in Whangarei, and had a lot of interest from whānau outside of the Whangarei area. So last year she put a call out to someone in the Kaitaia area, Kerikeri area, Dargaville and Kaikoi, I believe, to see if there were people that were willing to jump on board and sort of oversee those areas. Now, the post had been up for 2 hours and there were no likes, no comments, no nothing. So I private messaged her and she said that she hadn't heard back from anyone. So I put my hand up and said I'd lead the way in Kaitaia. She then sort of told me what it was she did and, I just ran with it from there.
Awesome. That's awesome, kaupapa, especially since no one else in our community wanted to do it and you picked up this kaupapa. Can you give us a little bit of kōrero about how this Christmas in a Shoebox kaupapa works?
Okay, so what happens is I had to come back to the Kaitaia area and start to sort of talk with different people that I knew within the community that would be able to help. So I have a background working at Wickham Income for 10 and a half years. So I had a few ex-colleagues there I could talk with, people I'd got to know throughout the community, people working in social services, teachers, teacher aides and so on and so forth. So I had a chat to all of them and about what I wanted to do, and that was we wanted to help those children in our area that would otherwise have nothing to open on Christmas morning due to, you know, different circumstances that the whānau might be going through. Last year might have been a great Christmas for them and this year is not so great. So the whole idea is just to make sure every child in the Far North region have something to open on Christmas morning. So to do that, I had to talk with people that were engaging with their families and their children. I set up a Facebook page and they started to private message me nominations. And what we do is we just get a brief background of what the situation is for them at the time, how many children, what their ages are and what their genders are. And then I post and put a call out to the people in our community to see if there's anyone out there that would be willing to, donate koha, a gift for children aged whatever age they chose and whatever gender they chose. And at first I had a few people sort of a bit sceptical and a bit, where's this going, what's happening with this? But last Christmas we managed to get a nominations for 121 children and we had 157 boxes kohar in, so we were able to, with the help of our community, get these gifts out to these children so they had something to open Christmas morning.
This definitely is a great kaupapa that I'm sure a few of our listeners will be eager to get behind. Can you tell us how and where we can go or contact if we are interested in giving a koha to this kaupapa?
Okay, so if anyone wants to give a koha, all you need to do is find a shoebox or a box of similar size, because shoeboxes up here are quite hard to come by. As a result, we're changing the name next year. I'm going to call it Koha in a Bag, so that I'm going to make up some little Santa facts and we'll use those. You grab a box, choose a gender, choose an age, fill it with something educational, something that they can play with, something practical, and wrap it up and drop it into Signs for Life in Bank Street or to Westpac Bank in the Main Street.
Awesome. That's an awesome kaupapa that you're a part of, Joe. But I'd like to give you a mihi for coming on our show today to have a kōrero about this kaupapa. Do you have any final words for our listeners here in the Far North?
Just be nice to everybody. Mm. Have a wonderful Christmas. And just remember, if you do have anything that you would like to koha to some child or some whānau this Christmas, we're just a private message away. You can message our Facebook page or drop something into either Signs for Life. And with that.
Thank you.
And have a very Merry Christmas.
You too, Joe. Kia pai te roa ngā ki o tōra. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Kā tira e te ewe kuia ko te reo kōrero o Joe Hohaia e kōrero ana mo tēnei kaupapa Christmas in a shoebox. He kaupapa rangatira kua whāre ki hea mā tātou i roto mai o Muri Whenua. Mena e hihia nei e koutou ki te āwhina i tēnei kaupapa. Mauri atu etahi taonga. Kaua e hakapau te nuenga o tō pūtea, engari ai, ina he taonga wā, we hihia nei e koe ki te kōha haere kia Signs for Life i roto mai i a Bank Street i kaitai nei. Ka tira ngā kōrero i konei e tātou mā mautori mai koutou katoa ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.